You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, where we're streaming live. Going out on the phone now to East Lansing Mayor and friend of the show, Vic Loomis. Good evening, Vic. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. Just fine.
Very good. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Yeah, I understand that's today, isn't it?
I know better than that. I know you've been on this with your wife and family.
I have, but I've been on campus all afternoon at a forum, which is running over, and I've already gotten a heads up. When are you going to take us out to dinner?
Uh-oh, so they're at home waiting for you.
We'll be there shortly.
Very good. Well, we'll tell them that I'm only going to hold you up for just a few minutes here. There's a big meeting tomorrow with East Lansing City Council. A public hearing is going to be held on three proposed ordinances for the implementation of medical marijuana. And this, is, of course, has been in the headlines so much lately and some confusion and so forth. Why don't you let us know what you're expecting tomorrow from the public hearing and kind of what's on the table there tomorrow?
I'd be glad to, Cheryl, and let me echo the comment that you made. There is a lot of confusion surrounding Michigan's new medical marijuana law that was passed by referendum by the voters in 2008. I think about 63% of the voters in the state approved that referendum. In the city of East Lansing, our number was higher, about 76% of our voters approved the medical marijuana referendum. The big challenge that local government has had is that the state legislature then crafted a law to coincide with the approval of the referendum, but there's a lot of area that is undefined. And part of it is, and I think the challenging part, is how does local government then implement the law that the legislature crafted based upon that referendum that the voters approved. The principal question is, how does local government deal with the commercialization, if you will, of medical marijuana? About 180 days ago, the East Lansing City Council did pass an ordinance that spoke to the licensing of the commercial component of medical marijuana. We made that decision that whatever we did, we would license it. You would have to be licensed. The decision that we deferred, and shortly after, I mean, almost concurrent with approving the licensing ordinance, we passed a 90-day moratorium on approving any commercialization of medical marijuana so we could study the ramifications of what that piece of legislation meant on the local community. We've basically come up with three proposed ordinances. The first ordinance, 1245A, deals with the creation of a home occupation that an authorized caregiver could provide that service out of their home in East Lansing were we to authorize it as a home occupation. The second ordinance, 1245B, in essence would ban the commercial application throughout the city of medical marijuana. And the third ordinance, which now has been revised and we're calling it the substitute 1245C ordinance, would allow dispensaries under certain conditions within some of our commercial districts. So those three proposed ordinances, we're going to have another public hearing tomorrow night, and we encourage the community to, you can go to the city's website, www.cityofeastlansing.com, and you can read those, and we're seeking the input from the community as to which way they would like City Council to go.
Well, and that is where I got them, so it's terribly easy for people to go on there and get them and print them out. And public input is a big part of this. I mean, this is the community that the citizens live in East Lansing, and you certainly want them, you want to be following and considering seriously what the citizens want in their neighborhoods.
Well, it was a voter-initiated referendum. It was brought on the ballot in 2008. by petitions that the voters organized and submitted to the state. This was not a legislative initiative. And as I mentioned, it passed in the city of East Lansing with about 76% of the voters. So there are so many questions about how local government should go about administering the commercial component of it that we're turning back to the community who voted for it and say, provide us with the with your input and your thoughts, and ask whatever questions you might have. You know, the questions that have been raised by the community have been excellent, and they really help guide city council.
And what about where the moratorium issue is going to come up? It's not part of these three.
It will be a later item on our agenda. We do have an alternative. If council at the end of the public hearing tomorrow night, if we're still uncomfortable and not in a position to choose any one of these three, then we will have the opportunity to extend the moratorium yet another time period. I would submit probably another 90 days.
And this is the moratorium is, I'm guessing here, the intent is not just to keep delaying and delaying this. The intent is to do this right when you finally take action.
That's correct, Cheryl, but let me be clear that this is addressing the commercial component of it. If you are a licensed care provider today in the state of Michigan, you can grow and you can store medical marijuana in your residence, and you can dispense it. You just can't in the city of East Lansing because we haven't made this decision. You can't dispense it out of your home.
Well, and I think that's an important clarification, so I appreciate that very much. There seems to be some areas that they feel kind of gray. They may not be to one side or the other, but getting information like this is important so that folks are on the right track. So it's about the first ordinance, 1245A, if I understand correctly, is about the creation of it being a home occupation to
correct.
Authorize it out of the home. 1245B is to ban commercial applications, so that's the most restrictive of the three.
Correct.
And then 4 would allow dispensaries in the commercial area.
In a defined commercial area.
Okay.
Right now, our Planning Commission sent forward a recommendation that it be restricted to our B4 zoning, which is principally an office type of zoning.
Okay.
And an office type of environment.
Well, I think you're working your way through the perceived confusion. I certainly have it, and I've talked to several people about this issue, it gets a little clearer each time I talk with somebody. So I think the city of East Lansing is working its way carefully through this, so that when you're done and have things on the books, ordinances on the books, they will be easy to understand, and we'll have gotten a great deal of public input.
Well, you're very correct. This is not an effort on behalf of our council to kick the can down the street, if you will. It's an effort on behalf of council, our staff, and our legal counsel to make sure that whatever we ultimately end up doing, we do what's in the best interest for the citizens of the city of East Lansing.
Very good. Would you mind repeating for us, sir, when the public hearing is tomorrow and where?
Council meeting will convene at 7:30. I'm guessing that we will get to the public hearing about 8 o'clock. And if you are desiring to address council and comment to council, I would not suggest arriving at council chambers, which is on the second floor of East Lansing City Hall, any past 8 o'clock. We could very well be at this point in the agenda by that time.
Very good. Well, I appreciate your information and thank your wife and family for letting us keep you for a few extra minutes.
Well, thank you for your continuing interest. We appreciate the opportunity because there is a lot of confusion. Again, we are seeking community input, and I do recommend anyone interested in this issue, please visit the city website and review these proposed ordinances.
Very good. I'm on that website right now, and they're all there and quite easy to understand. I appreciate your time again. Happy Valentine's Day.
You too, Cheryl.
Thank you so
much.
You as well. Been speaking with East Lansing Mayor Vic Loomis. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.